It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Barbie Heck. She is the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. They've got a luncheon coming up this week. They've got a meeting, the board meeting, coming up in a couple weeks. And then, as always, there are ribbon cuttings that are going on all around the area for people that are opening businesses and being welcomed in by the chamber. And we're going to talk about all of them right now. Barbie, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Anytime, Barbie. Let's dive right in and start with your chamber luncheon that's coming up on, is it Thursday this week?
It's Thursday this week, October 20th, yes.
Okay, so let's talk all about that one because it's kind of a special one, especially with what's going on in the county.
Right, usually we try to have a speaker, but this month it's Meet the Candidates. So we have Commissioner Larry Jensen's going to speak, and then his opponent, Ed Chavez, Commissioner Tony Martinez, and his opponent, Fuzzy Nance, and then Sheriff Wood and his opponent, Zach Palacios.
So everybody will be there. And is this just kind of a get to know? There's not going to be any like a question and answer type thing. This is just kind of meeting them and having them kind of speak about what they would bring to the office, that kind of thing?
That, yeah, exactly right. They'll each be given 5 minutes to talk about what their platform is and why they're the best candidate.
Okay, so that's going on. Where's it going to be held at and who's sponsoring it, all that good stuff?
It's going to be at USU Eastern in the Student Center Alumni Room. And our business spotlight this month is WaFed Bank.
Okay, and is there a community spotlight?
Actually, yes. Shani Wilson from the Economic Development is going to talk just a little bit about the rural county grant, but we tried to keep those to a minimum, so we gave our candidates a little more time.
A little more time. Okay, and I know you always like to RSVP, and it's cutting it close.
Right.
Are we talking try and RSVP by the end of day today?
Yes, and I have a few more seats left for lunches, but if you would like to join us and you don't mind not eating, we'd still like for you to call and RSVP and we would make room for you.
Okay, so give them a call down at the chamber office if you're interested in going just to go for lunch, but if you just want to go and hear what the candidates have to say, you can just show up.
We'd love to have you.
Okay, then also coming up in another couple of weeks, you've got right there the 1st of November, you've got a board meeting coming up, and these are open to the public, correct?
That's right. Yes, it's November 3rd at 9:15 in the county building in the lower conference room.
And, you know, I always find it fascinating that if you're a member of the public, you want to know what's going on, just head on down there and you can find out what kind of things do you guys discuss and talk about in your board meetings?
We talk about upcoming events that the chamber has. We talk about community events. We talk about the chamber advocate program, and we try to check in with each of the board members about what their advocate businesses are doing. And then this month, we'll be voting for our 2023 executive board. So last month, we elected CJ McManus and Steve Swinburne to our 2023 board. And then this month, we'll be electing our executive board.
And so that's, you know, interesting information. It's always out there. And, you know, the chamber seems to be, it seems like you guys are everywhere. And it's going pretty strong. So I'm assuming, and if I'm wrong, you can correct me, of course, but things are going pretty well at the chamber right now.
Things are going very well, yes.
And
yes.
Getting plenty of members and new members and those things. And, yeah, if you've ever wanted to see the inner workings and figure out how the chamber works and what they do, just head over to one of their board meetings. And once again, it's there in the county building, correct?
In the county building, yep. 9:15, the first Thursday of every month.
So just go check them out there. And we're going to wrap up because, of course, you always do. You've got some great ribbon cuttings coming up towards the end of this month. One in Helper and one is a home-based business. Let's talk about both of those.
Okay, so October 25th at noon is the Rebel Radiance ribbon cutting, and she's in Helper. You can check our Facebook page for the address. And on October 26th, that's a Wednesday, also at noon, we'll be doing a ribbon cutting for 10 Circles Wellness, which isn't a new business, but we haven't done a ribbon cutting for her home-based business, so we're going to be doing it at her home. So check our Facebook page for that address and come help us celebrate the new business Rebel Radiance on Tuesday, October 25th, and then 10 Circles Wellness on Wednesday, October 26th.
And there's always great things going on. You can check out their Facebook page. You can check out their website. Or if you want to give them a call, what's the number down at the chamber office?
435-637-2788. And just as a reminder, the ribbon cuttings are... they are offered to any business in Carbon County. You do not have to be a member of the chamber. It's our way of helping you promote your business. So please, if you're interested in a ribbon cutting, we'd be happy to help. Give us a call.
All right. Once again, Barbie Heck, the Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you so much, Dave. Have a good day.
You too. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.